The great 20th century sage Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi is famous for the age-old question, who am I? Now, all throughout history, this question has been part of many different philosophies, no matter whether it's Eastern or Western. And a lot of people have contemplated this very question for thousands and thousands of years. Who am I? Who am I really? And so when we look at it from the perspective of Bhagavan and the tradition of Advaita Vedanta, the question actually is an incorrect translation. Now, this may have come by the translation from, in that time, Sanskrit and Tamil into English. But the question of who am I is an incorrect question when we look at it from the Eastern spiritual traditions. Because when we say, who am I, we are implying that there is some individual or some person behind the am I. We are implying that. Now, in the Eastern spiritual traditions, if we look at the concept of jiva as persona, is only an identity that we accumulate through our existence. It's actually an illusion. And this is the same within Taoism and also Buddhism. So this concept of an identity is an accumulative sense of self. It's what we acquire as we continue to live. And that's also enmeshed within our past life karma and also the genetics we get from our parents, the genetic blueprint we get from our parents. So that's kind of enmeshed in all of that, right? So if we were to say, who am I? We would say, well, okay, that we are this jiva, this persona, and I have these likes and these dislikes. So, but this is not actually what Bhagavan is talking about, right? This is not what the age-old question within the East are speaking about, because they're not interested in the identity or the persona. They're interested in the actual nature of our existence, our true self, our true nature. And so when we look at that from Sanskrit, our true nature is Atman. Atman here is undifferentiated consciousness. Not an identity, not a persona, it's undifferentiated. And so when it's translated in the teachings of Bhagavan, who am I, a more accurate translation would be, what am I? Not who am I, what am I? Because who again implies an identity or a persona or some sort of being. But the question in the East is more about, what am I? What is my nature? I could care less about my persona system. I'm living through that in this current existence. And I know it's something that I've acquired, and I have that as an interface to deal with other beings. But it's not my essential nature. It's not the what am I. And this is what is really important to understand within the Eastern traditions. And so when we explore the what am I question, what do we come to? We come to the foundational understanding that I am Atman. I am the undifferentiated consciousness which is identical with Brahman. And Brahman transcends all of reality but is immanent within all of reality. It is the ultimate reality, the ultimate substratum of existence. And that is my real nature. Again, another bad translation is when people translated from Sanskrit and Hindi and Tamil into English, and they translated sages and gurus when they said, I am God. And it's like, no, that's not what they really said. They said, I am Brahman, or I am the Atman. Now, important side note here is that you are Brahman without the I, right? So, am Brahman, not I am Brahman. It's difficult to say, right, in English. Like, I say you are Brahman or I am Brahman, but this is technically wrong because, again, you're implying that there's still a person. So am Brahman. So you are Brahman without the I, right? And so this is what our nature is. This is really what our nature is. When we look at the who am I, what we really mean is the what am I? I am this Atman. I am this pure essence of existence. The answer of the who am I, the jiva, the persona system, all of your likes and dislikes and this and that, is impermanent and it's not lasting. So what is lasting? As they say in the Tao Te Ching, no constancy. So what is the constant of existence? What is that ultimate eternal nature of existence? And it is Atman, the undifferentiated consciousness, which is within you and me, which is identical with Brahman. And so this is actually what Bhagavan was trying to explain, actually did explain, And then when we translated it into English, we changed it to who am I? Because again, who am I appeals more to an English speaking audience. And I know I'm speaking a little bit technical here today, but it is far better to redefine it as what am I? And I've actually heard Swami Sarvapriyananda talk about this, because of older Swamis within the Vedantic society have spoke about the who am I question actually is an incorrect question, and it should be what am I? They were referring that obviously to Ramakrishna, but today I'm speaking about it in relation to Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. And so we really need to explore the what am I as opposed to the who am I to get to the fundamental nature of our existence. Shanti, shanti, shanti.